Hi Annie, welcome to SBS Radio's Armenian program.
Hello, happy to be here.
Annie, a bit about yourself. Who is Annie Samsarian and what are your interests, hobbies and studies?
I'm Annie Samsarian. I'm from Sydney. I'm 20 years old. I study law and business full time. So I just live in Sydney and I study, and a few of my interests are definitely tennis. I love keeping up with tennis and painting, art. I love visual arts.
Annie, when you first heard about the pageant of the world and why you decided to participate, what attracted you to the competition?
To be honest, the thing that attracted me the most to this pageant is that it's different to other pageants. It's not just about the outer beauty, what you have to offer by your looks. It's about cultural diversity, you know, all the cultures coming together. And this is shown because there's no swimsuit round, which every pageant has a swimsuit round. Instead, there's a national costume. So we could represent our countries. That was what attracted me to Pageant of the World.
About the Pageant of the World competition, was this an Australian competition or international?
This was the first international beauty pageant in Australia. And that means that the candidates come from their home countries. Like, it wasn't just in domestic borders, you know? The candidates come from their home countries.
How did you prepare to the competition?
We had 2 weeks to prepare everything. In the first week, we visited charities, you know, we got to know each other, we made friendships, we made bonds. And the second week, we did a lot of rehearsing. We learnt dance choreographies, we did a lot of exercise, like a lot of things like that, and of course preparing our costumes.
Were there specific requirements from the contestants?
There wasn't very strict requirements, given that this was the first international beauty pageant in Australia. However, of course, we had to, you know, just the standard requirements. We had to sell tickets, we had to promote, and we had to give the pageant a good name.
And was this the first time you were participating at a similar competition?
No, this is the first time for me, yeah.
How you were chosen to represent Armenia?
I was chosen because there was no Armenian candidate, and so I made a few inquiries to be that Armenian candidate.
What happened on July 8th? Your impressions from the contest?
Honestly, July 8th, it was amazing. For me, I think the main impression for me is that the bar has been set very high for the next year. The standard has been very high. It's been a beautiful production, especially for the first time. And it really, up until July 8th, it did not feel like a competition. It felt like just a group of friends, you know, just showcasing our culture. That's what it felt like, and that's what made it so important to me. That was the best impression.
Annie, thank you very much for the interview and best
luck. Thank you for having me.